Toronto Zoomer Radio, BTO, Let It Ride, and Keep It Coming, Love, KC, and the Sunshine Band on the morning Zoom with Sam and Jane. And we had to get our friend Dan McTagg back on the show after rumblings that gas prices are about to spike 10 cents a liter. Dan is president of Canadians for Affordable Energy. Good morning, Downer Dan.
Yes, Downer Dan it is. The voice of doom here, yes.
But you always have a way of making bad news. You know, there's always some optimism. There's some silver lining around your message. But tell us first, why are gas prices going up 10 cents a liter?
Look, it has everything to do with OPEC's decision, which I think will be formalized tomorrow, that they're willing to cut back production. It's a long story, but it basically means they're not happy with 75 million barrels of oil. They claim that the market is dysfunctional, broken. Whether I agree or disagree with that is irrelevant, but the point is that they're prepared to say to those artificially pumping a million barrels or more into the market every day, I think it's like the Strategic Petroleum Reserve, you know, that's a million barrels a day that the U.S. government is putting in on, you know, on the market. And it's creating a situation where, you know, many are equating that with, you know, there's plenty of oil out there, and that demand destruction will happen anyways if you keep these prices very high. So it really plays into the idea, the notion that OPEC is fighting the recession obsession crowd, and to do that, they're willing to make a very strong point of cutting back oil so that there's less of it.
Okay, this doesn't make us feel any better, but Ontario does have the lowest prices in the country right now. Having said that, they're still way too high. We've just lost all perspective of, you know, what is a decent price. But out in BC, we're looking at, you know, two and change, like 2.30 a liter, and in some cases higher than that. So why has Ontario been protected a little bit?
Well, we had a tax cut. There's no doubt that the 6.4 cents, it was 5.7 plus HST, does have a bit of an impact. We have seen a relatively quiet refinery picture in the U.S. East, and Canadian refineries have been able to hold on to and meet the demand, especially during the summer. So it was an unexpectedly decent summer, even though we were still paying over $1.40 for a liter of gasoline, which many people would find still too high. But the same can't be said, obviously, for diesel, which is pushing towards $1.90. And, of course, there are three markets that are important for Canadian drivers. Eastern Canada has to rely on the spot market in New York. The Prairies look at the Chicago spot market. And, of course, as you mentioned, Vancouver, Lower Mainland, and Vancouver Island are reliant on what happens on the U.S. West Coast. And there have been a number of refineries closed down, caught fire, maintenance, that kind of thing. We're going through that, by the way, here in Eastern Canada, too. I mean, the refineries across the United States are having to close down, you know, clean their operations up. These are plants that run at several hundred degrees. And so you have to be very careful and go through that sort of, you know, those outage periods. But the problem is that we still have strong demand. And my concern here, Sam Jane, is the fact that there's going to be a real, real push for home heating fuel, diesel, and jet fuel. Those prices, again, are starting to surge, just the same way they did last spring when we saw prices for gasoline start to hit all-time highs. I don't think we'll get there, but I think we're probably in line for about a 20-cent correction to the upside. So the 152 you're seeing this morning looks more like 175, especially as we get closer to Christmas.
Okay, and I was just going to say to you, long-range forecasting for gas prices is more challenging. I mean, I remember when we chatted with you back in the spring, and you had said it would be possible we would be paying upwards of $2.50 a liter during the summer. Luckily, that didn't happen. You're projecting up until Christmas $1.75. Is there any point looking beyond that?
No, because it's very hard to determine what the course of geopolitics will be. Will there be a global recession? If not, you know, will OPEC and other countries continue to limit production? Will Europe survive the winter? I believe it will. But they're going to have to burn a lot of coal, use a lot of oil, and use a lot of diesel, which in turn will impact and put impinge on gasoline production pretty much everywhere. There's no getting away from this. The price of everything is going to go through the roof. And of course, by the time we get to next spring, you know, you have what amounts to about a 4-cent increase in diesel and gasoline with the carbon tax. That, of course, in the past has only gone up by 2.5-3 cents, but it's, the federal government is now going to start to accelerate that. So I don't see a picture that sees us back to, you know, $100, $30, $40. I do see it greater and more likely that we'll be in the $170 to $2 range. And don't forget, December 31st is the last day the provincial government holds off on its reduction of its sales tax on gasoline. So add another 6.4 cents a liter come January 1st.
Well, you are just Mr. Fun and Games. Thank you so much for bringing the show down, Dan.
Never invite Dan to a fun game.
Dan McTagg, president of Canadians for Affordable Energy. And keep in mind, tomorrow morning, 10 cents a liter up in the price of gas. Thanks, Dan.
Hey, thanks, Jane. Thanks, Sam. Bye-bye.